Hi, I'm Hope Labriola.
And I'm Aiden Connor.
And this is Apes Versus from Raptor Media. On today's show, socioeconomic pollution.
Pollution. This is a serious problem that affects everyone around the world to some degree.
Or does it?
Let's talk about that. All right.
Just before we get started, I'd like to state that today when talking about socioeconomic pollution, we're going to have three essential questions that we're going to try to answer. And the questions for socioeconomic pollution are, why is this occurring? Where is it an issue? And what can be done to change socioeconomic pollution? So let's talk about what socioeconomic pollution is and why it's happening a little bit.
All right, so socioeconomic pollution, it's kind of the idea that your socioeconomic status, for example, if you're rich or poor, somehow disproportionately affects you and the amount of pollution that you either produce or are near.
Absolutely. And when looking into this, I can say that at first I wasn't necessarily convinced that everybody was affected by socioeconomic pollution. I thought it was more tended to be a negative impact on poorer communities. But obviously, as we are going to continue throughout this podcast, you will see that socioeconomic pollution affects everybody, whether or not you're rich or you're poor. And maybe just talk about what are the different types of pollution that are impacting these two different ends of the spectrum, the 1% and then the majority of Americans who are unfortunately not doing as well.
Yeah, so there are not a whole bunch of studies within the United States that are nonpartisan on the fact of socioeconomic pollution. So I chose a source in Europe, actually, which actually states that more affluent people tend to be closer to more polluted areas. That's interesting because we commonly hear that, you know, poor people are closer to more pollution, but it's more of the idea that there are different kinds of pollutions.
Mm-hmm.
For example, these richer people are living in the middle of cities. Middle of cities are close to a lot of carbon dioxide, PM10, NO2. These are gases that they're inhaling every day. Whereas poor people are subjected to more solid municipal waste, for example, you know, just like trash wrappers, like various forms of trash.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of interesting to see a distinction between more affluent people and less affluent and how pollution affects them both.
In addition to that, as you stated before, according to that European Commission source, that air pollution does affect more affluent communities. It can also affect, obviously the lower income communities are going to be affected, like, you know, point blank, like they're going to be affected by air pollution as well. But I think in addition to air pollution, just in the question of why people who are poor, as you stated before, are not going to have access to certain things, and that means that they're going to try to find the options that are most financially beneficial for them, which means that in turn they are going to end up producing more waste because many of those low-cost options often tend to be plastic, and you're not really being as conscientious as you should be or can afford to be.
Yeah.
So I think that would lead us into our next question of where is this an issue? And as we stated before, according to the European Commission, more affluent people tend to be closer to more polluted areas. But according to Scientific American, Los Angeles, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, St. Louis, and Fresno are among the metropolitan areas within unhealthful levels of fine particles and large concentrations of poor minorities. So these two seem to be associated with each other according to this article. And that's what they're stating, is the fact that poor people are exposed to in addition to more municipal solid waste, they're also being exposed to increased air pollution because communities of colors and those with low education and high poverty and unemployment face greater health risks, even if their air quality meets these federal health standards, just because they don't have as much access to health care, and people are not necessarily as concerned with the amount of pollution that's going on around them.
I think it's very interesting that they said minorities in there, because right from the bat that gives me a nice partisan taste of kind of the what I was trying to avoid initially, which was
associating minorities
bipartisanship
with, yeah,
because the problem is that the fact is that if we're linking socioeconomic pollution with poor people, if you throw race into the factor, you skew the results, because it's a fact that there are more poor white people than there are black people. Now, the percentage of whites that are poor or the percentage of blacks may be different. However, it is a fact that more white people are poorer than black people. The amount of people is larger. So I find it very confusing to cross-examine.
Would you say that there are larger... with that, if I could just... you're stating the fact that there are more poor white people than others, but maybe people tend to look at it that the minorities... Because I wouldn't say... Minorities are 100% affected by this in their communities.
And so are whites.
Yes.
Okay.
Everybody's affected by socioeconomic pollution. That's not... Actually, let me say. For socioeconomic pollution, mm-hmm. we're looking at their economic standing, not necessarily. So
exactly.
It impacts poor people, and it mm-hmm. also impacts rich people. So I think that's an important factor.
I just think it's a very dangerous line to tread with associating black with poor.
Well, that's what Scientific American is.
Which is... why it's so tough to find
reliable sources. Yeah.
In fact, before this podcast, we were talking about how we tried to find that my theory is that if poor people use more convenient methods to get food, or for example, just throwing away wrappers or whatnot, which a more affluent person would not necessarily have to purchase or wouldn't necessarily have to throw away.
Mm-hmm.
So my theory is that poor people, since they make more of the population, would create more solid municipal waste than more affluent people.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to find a study that linked the two. And I tried to look it up. We looked for a good while. You did most of the research on that. I just hijacked like the last 10 minutes, and I could find absolutely nothing except for a loose correlation on ash.
Well, I would say, if I could say, it's common knowledge that lower income communities are going to have to deal with more waste, and it's evident throughout the world. I mean, it even gets pushed off into other countries, people shipping their waste, whatever. So I think that's a common thing. It's just, it's such a hard thing to be able to monitor, because, to monitor each individual's amount of waste that they're producing in a community, especially one that's low income, they're not necessarily going to be inclined to want to do that. And mm-hmm. I also don't think that people are going to want to put forth the resources for that. So there's just limited research on it, and people generalize. And I think that's where it gets a little shaky.
I think that's when stuff like the Scientific America come in, and it's very scary, because
we have to look at if the sources are biased or not, and what they're actually trying to tell us.
And from what they say, I'm assuming what they said was they have health complications. Is that what was it specifically saying?
Communities of color and those with low education and high poverty and unemployment may face greater health risks, even if their air quality meets the federal health standards, because they're living in these cities where there are high concentrations of fine particles and unhealthful levels of them.
Mm-hmm.
And there seems to be a correlation between the pollution. There's a lot... These big cities, which have a lot of poor people in them, are producing a lot of pollution, and they're subjected to that, and they can't deal with it because of poor health and low education, so they don't know that they're necessarily being impacted at the level that they are.
So I guess the question I would pose to something like that is, how do we know how much pollution they're intaking? Or do we just know their health?
Just most of the resources that I have, specifically Scientific American, that was focusing on this general topic, was saying how... it was just like they were mostly looking at the health impacts of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why, leading into our third question, what can be done to change socioeconomic pollution? I think we need to start educating people on the impacts that pollution has on everybody as a whole, both rich and poor, because the amount of education in the United States on pollution, and I know we're trying to incorporate it more, especially as we're taking this environmental science course But if you're not experiencing it as severely as some are on a day-to-day basis, you tend to forget about it. And I'm going to be honest, when I'm like eating things from my lunch and I'm, you know, throwing it away, am I necessarily thinking like, who is this going to end up on? Who is going to be impacted in this in the long run? I can't say that I am all the time, which is a sad thing. And I think if we were to educate communities of all economic standings, that we would be able to move towards a more educated and focused group of individuals.
My question for that is, do you think they aren't taught that?
No, I think everybody is taught that, it's just not enforced. And people are taught it, reduce, reuse, recycle, and then they forget about it.
So how would you enforce that?
I think implementing programs, perhaps, within these. I know that's another issue. Like, how would you implement a program in a low-income area where they don't even have the funds to put in, like, other programs?
Yeah.
So educating, like, solely, like, core subjects and such, you know?
I would argue you'd need a remanagement of the waste, the municipal waste, the way it's dealt with, excuse me. For example, if for some reason, the first thing that scares me is that there is no study on this that directly correlates how much waste is coming out of poor people's neighborhoods or more affluent people's neighborhoods.
Like I said before, it's just a generalization.
It's a resource problem.
It's like Scientific American, Washington Post, The Daily, the European Commission website, like all of them just kind of, the sources that we use generalized it. And I felt like it was very repetitive and it was just like, poor people are affected, poor people are affected.
Yeah.
And like, how much are they affected? Yeah, even, like, we see the health issues.
Even NCBI was very unspecific in their,
they couldn't give numbers necessarily, yeah.
NCBI, I have an interesting quote here. The variety of socioeconomic indicators studied made formal comparisons very difficult. One striking fact emerged. Studies using socioeconomic characteristics measured at coarser geographic resolutions, city or countrywide, found no effect modification. But those using finer geographic resolutions found mixed results. And 5 of the 6 studies using individually measured socioeconomic characteristics found that pollution affected disadvantaged subjects more. The problem I have with this is that they can't find a nationwide correlation, which is a problem when you're trying to decide how you should allocate resources to dealing with a problem.
Absolutely.
So how do we deal with a problem if we don't even fully understand it yet is a question for young minds today.
I guess in conclusion for this podcast, we've looked at why is there socioeconomic pollution. It's the amount of resources that can be made available to a specific group of people and the amount of income that they have to consume and then get rid of that. And then where is it an issue? Something that struck me and that we found out through this podcast is that it affects everybody. It's not just poor people, though poor people are impacted. They are impacted. Rich people are impacted too, and it's just pollution does impact everyone. And then what can be done? Just better better research and accumulating knowledge on how to address this issue needs to be done, because if there's not a definitive source saying how much, where, who, because this is all just a very broad generalization we've come to find, there's going to be no way to implement any sort of education, any sort of system in any of these communities, rich or poor. So going forward, I think that we will just be continuing in our research after this podcast, trying to find sources that can give us a definitive answer to that question. And hopefully we'll see more of that soon with people being more environmentally conscious.
Yeah, studies are important.
They are very important.
Help guide the government.
Absolutely. Okay, thank you guys for listening to this episode of Apes Versus. We would just like to say that we are not affiliated with Science Versus or their podcast. We are just modeling after it to create our own Apes Versus podcast, and all of our research is our own, and we appreciate you guys listening today. All right. Thank you, guys.